Okay, I teach. Am I using this thing correctly? Can you hear me? Terrific. I teach poverty, inequality, and public policy. It's public policy 736. Give you the bad news right now. It meets Fridays from 9 to 11. What the seminar examines is the nature, the extent of poverty in the U.S., its causes, its consequences, and the anti-poverty effects of existing and proposed government policies aimed at improving equal opportunity and ameliorating the effects of inequality. We address questions like, why is poverty so persistent? What roles do increases in economic inequality, the 1% issue we talk about all the time, declines in marriage rates, mass incarceration, structural changes in the economy, especially the growing importance of a college education as a prerequisite to the good life, and not always, it doesn't always guarantee it either. Discrimination, changing social norms, what role do all of these play in generating and reproducing poverty? And has the Great Recession, which has now been over for several years, changed the playing field in a fundamental way, or are we going to recover from it? The first 9 weeks of the course we will spend on social science theory and evidence about the causes, consequences, and costs of poverty to people. Last 5 weeks, we'll be looking particularly at social policies. We'll be looking at child poverty policies, policies to improve the employment prospects of low-skilled men, crime policy, especially sentencing policies and prisoner reentry policies, human capital policy, and healthcare policy. We'll also, I'm hoping to talk some about the fiscal cliff versus job stimulus policies at that time. The requirements of the course is mainly a lecture, it's mainly a discussion class. My reading glasses on because I can't both see you and read at the same time with them. I know I should have done that. I haven't mastered that trick. But you have to write eight short papers. Like 2 to 4 page papers on a week's readings. You get to choose whenever throughout the term you do them. That means you're actually ready. There's always a substantial group of people who have something to say in the class. You're also required to do the readings, but I find that writing a paper or a memo makes you actually process the readings in a different way. And so that will form the basis of our discussion. In addition, the class will be divided into a set of groups, and each group will do a policy presentation where they'll bring the research we've covered, in theory, we've covered to bear on some policy. Questions?